This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Chucky's. Cakes was doing that tired stretch, and it's infectious.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I actually got out of my chair just for a minute because I was micro-napping, EV.
Oh, you were?
Where? And I was in right here. Just during the break, I was sitting here, and I found myself, I just got up and moved.
Dude, during the third night that I was playing at the WSOP, like it was around 11 o'clock, and still playing poker at that point, two guys at my table were literally falling asleep at the table. Like, they're getting dealt hands.
I can relate to that with poker.
They're just back like this. Just shit. Like, they didn't miss their hands because people were nudging them and waking them up, but like, It's an endurance contest, man. You got to be able to stay awake and alert for like 12 plus hours a day. Some guys are just fading late in the evening.
Yeah. Totally. I could totally see that.
They're just losing it.
Yeah.
Of course. Oh, I'm so psyched not to have to wake up tomorrow. It's awesome.
I have to tell you, you know, we've been talking about sleep for 25 years and I've been struggling with sleep lately. The tart cherry juice, 100%. It initiates sleep. 100%. The tryptophan that's in there, whatever.
Okay.
I take a big swig of it, you know, right out of the big thing, or I put it in a cup. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, 45 minutes later, I start dozing off on my computer.
Very
and
good.
I go,
thanks.
Time to go to
if
bed.
It works, it works.
How many minutes later?
I'd say within an hour.
Okay.
Within an hour.
Yeah, so take it at like 7:30, you're good.
I'm telling you, man, tart cherry juice does trigger sleep. Now, it doesn't mean when you, by the time you go up the stairs, that you can re-trigger it,
mm-hmm.
but it starts the process.
Yeah.
It's incredible. So I highly recommend it. I think it's nasty. I think tart cherry juice tastes horrible, but it does.
Hey, if it knocks you out and it works for you,
it initiates
using it.
A sleep response.
Very good.
And you're
sure.
Still using the red light?
Yep. But the red, I have it on. I don't, it's not like I look at it. I don't really go into my room until I go to bed. So when I go to my room, I turn the red light on and I just go to bed. I am sleeping better. I think it's taken me 6 weeks to wean off whatever that's what actually scares me to start drinking again, like mm-hmm. like a regular person.
Yeah.
It obviously screwed up my sleeping.
Well, maybe just stay off the booze.
By the way, a lot of regular people don't drink.
No, I know, but like what regular people drink. Like I don't think I had a problem. If I drink one or two drinks 4 or 5 days a week, I don't think that's abnormal.
No, I think that's pretty standard. No,
but the way you said it, you made it seem like it's abnormal to not drink.
No, I meant the way regular people drink. The way regular people.
I think for most people our age, it's abnormal to not at least have a few drinks during the week.
Yeah, I think
most of the people I hang out with, like, yeah. They're having a few drinks throughout
the week. Most people my age like to have a beer at the end of the day or two, or a glass of wine.
Right.
Most people that I come in contact with. In fact, I don't really know anybody that doesn't.
Well, you're sitting next to one that clearly does.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, I don't really have any during the week.
Yeah.
Like, I'll maybe have a beer. Jess and I went out on Saturday and had one beer.
Yeah, that's fine. But what my intake was enough that it definitely, and I did it to help me go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
It disturbed my sleep cycle. That is the impact it had on me.
Yep.
100%.
I don't think I've gotten more than 25 hours of sleep this week.
That's clearly not enough.
Not good.
That's just as bad as drinking.
I sleep fine when I actually go to sleep.
Huh?
It's worse for your body to have 25 hours or less of sleep than to have a drink or two per night.
I sleep perfectly fine when I go to sleep. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I just am up late.
Yeah.
All right, let's get in the entertainment page.
Play the music. Thank you.
That's Valdez's bit.
All right. I was looking at you. Entertainment page driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience. On your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. Of course, you can check out their entire selection of vehicles at BMWFairfax.com. I'm starting to peruse the website as I'm thinking about what my next vehicle might be.
You're in the market.
Your car looks new.
I just put a ton of miles on it. So I'm like, I'm going to be over my miles soon. No, so it'll be time to turn it in.
I had a critical mistake last night. I don't understand it. There's an intersection with two gas stations, and I was down to like 4 miles. So I had to go to the gas station.
Man, you are pushing it.
Across the street was Liberty.
Okay.
I went to the gas station
that was
convenient. Yeah. But Liberty was $1.20 cheaper than where I went.
Across the street?
Yes.
That has to be a typo.
No. I don't understand it. I go to the Shell.
It wasn't a glitch on their digital monitor?
No. Shell, I don't understand it. They're $1.20 more than their competition across the street.
Well,
I was too lazy. I didn't EB because I was pulling out.
Yeah.
I would have had to do a U-turn and do all this stuff to get over to the Liberty, but I should have gone to Liberty.
Liberty notoriously has cheap gas.
That much cheaper? And $1
No, this Shell is way more expensive. Like gas is right around, what is it? Around
$3.20 or so a gallon, yeah. I'd say. $3.25.
This was like $4.40.
I could
have, like, because I actually have like 10 cents off a gallon if I stop at a Shell. So I was like, oh, I'll stop at the Shell. $4.40.
No, you tell them to kick all the rocks for a buck plus more per gallon.
I'm going to Liberty the rest of the way.
Yeah, you're going to have
all Liberty all
unless
the
you
time.
You want to go bankrupt.
I'm only going on the side of the road I'm driving on.
That's what I'm saying. I did an EB and it cost me probably $16.
I usually don't look. But I'm going, it's got to be on my side of the road. I would have to be at a crisis down to single digits left.
Well, he was down to 4 miles. He's pushing it so hard.
Yeah, I don't push it like that.
Yeah, I don't either.
Speaking of gas, you know, I talked about that poor woman that got smoked at the intersection in Kensington by
terrible.
The mail truck.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Montgomery County Police Department, whatever, they were lick and they put out a statement because... I won't say the site, but one of these like local news agencies, I think it's like a website, put out the video before they could even let the family know.
Oh, that's right? Not great.
So you can literally see your family member die, and they didn't even have time to let the family know
that's
yet.
Terrible.
So they were lick.
You used the term twice. You used to get upset at the term donkey, and you just dropped they were lick twice.
Let's just play off of Rick.
Which is a playoff. It's a double playoff.
I just think the term donkey is embarrassing.
But lick isn't.
I think lick is funny. Donkey is past its funniness to me, like 25
it's
years
past
ago.
Past shelf date.
Donk is okay. Donkey, not funny.
This is the top donkey sound effect that we have.
It's a good one.
It's the one seed.
You know, the whole Coldplay concert thing has gone crazy. The guy issued a statement. First of all, one of the girls that put this video up that went viral, she put it on TikTok or whatever. She got 30 million views. Okay. On this thing where the guy's like caressing
so many ADs,
his HR manager.
That's a huge AD deposit.
At the Coldplay concert.
Yeah.
He actually put out this statement where he basically is blaming everybody else.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
For him.
I don't know how he became CEO of this company.
Yeah, like
he's a big stupid.
You're in public groping your employee.
Right.
And you're blaming others for putting it out there. You're putting it out there.
Yeah.
You're in public. You're basically making out with her in public, you idiot.
He's a stooge.
Yeah, and they apologize to the wife. You know, okay, that's fine. You guys work that out. But that is crazy to blame others for what you did.
Yeah.
You're not
how did he blame them?
He was just like, you have to find the statement. If you found the statement, you can find it. It's a very, like, not really accepting responsibility. Even though he said I accept responsibility, he's still pissed that others would kind of, like, put it out there or something. I don't know. It was not a great statement.
I thought that was a fake statement.
I saw one that I thought was fake. Like, I'm a Coldplay fan.
Did we get duped?
Oh, maybe.
Is that the one that said I'm a Coldplay fan?
No, I think this is the legit one from CEO Andy Byron.
I don't think so.
He said what was supposed to be a night of music and joy turned into a deeply personal mistake playing out on a very public stage. I want to sincerely apologize to my wife, my family, and the team at Astronomer. By the way, I had never heard of that company before yesterday.
Right.
Good pump for the company, bad pump for him. You deserve better for me as a partner, as a father, and as a leader. This is not who I want to be or how I want to represent the company I helped build. I'm taking time to reflect, to take accountability, figure out the next steps.
Well, that sounds like he's taking accountability.
He also goes, I also want to express how troubling it is. What should have been a private moment became public without my consent. I respect artists and entertainers.
This is the part.
But I hope we can all think more deeply about the impact of turning someone else's life into a spectacle.
So... So all that other stuff is meaningless. At the end of the day, he's bitter that other people. Yeah, whatever. Terrible statement.
This is getting community noted. This is a fake press release.
So it's fake.
I think every statement so far has been fake.
The whole thing's fake.
I'm pretty sure.
All right, so we're getting duped.
It was posted by a troll account, P. Enos.
That would certainly be fake.
Oh, cakes.
I believe that.
I'm not the only one.
New sites picked it up. So they may have got,
if the account is P_Enos.
I'm sure many accounts picked it up.
Yeah, I did not. P-Enos. Okay.
That's the original post was from the account, troll account, P.Enos.
Both of them are fake.
Okay.
What's the account which has duped a lot of people before?
Oh, it's...
it's like the fake Adam Schefter, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you always got to watch your Adam Schefter.
Spells the name wrong by like one letter.
Yeah.
This one hits home. General Hospital star Tristan Rogers, diagnosed with cancer, 29. Tristan Rogers played who?
Scorpio.
They don't say what kind of cancer he had, but he is 79. He appeared in over 1,400 episodes. They say he remains hopeful. He's working closely with his medical team on a treatment plan. But the family asked for privacy and understanding in these times.
EB and I were General Hospital marks when we were in sixth grade.
It was not my thing back in the day. So I did watch Santa Barbara when I was in college. It was an NBC sitcom. I don't know why. Watched it for a couple years.
Not a sitcom.
I'm sorry, a soap opera.
I watched Days of Our Lives during college years.
The TV show that I still feel shame about watching and laughing at, and then I quit it cold turkey because I saw an episode of it without the laugh track behind it, Big Bang Theory. Used to think it was funny, but then I had an epiphany and realized it's not funny. Mm. This show is not funny.
I find none of those shows funny.
So then
that's a Chuck Lorre show, though. He's killed it with shows similar to that.
Right. I have evolved past that sort of show, JP. It's no longer my thing.
Believe Chuck Lorre's show on, and I don't know if maybe that was the show which I watched on HBO Masks with. I think he did Bookie. With Sebastian Maniscalco. That was canceled.
Never seen one episode.
Denise Richards is in the news, and this is terrible. Troubling. It doesn't look good for the husband. She's posted photos of a black eye and reports. She's been granted a temporary restraining order against her husband, talking about the abuse that she says she's had throughout her relationship. She says guy, Aaron Pfeiffer, would frequently violently choke me, violently squeeze my head with both hands, tightly squeeze my arms, violently slap me in the face. I remember reading this yesterday, and I was thinking, who on earth could do this? I mean, to like your wife or girlfriend. I mean, it's I know this happens all the time. It's just insane. He would slam my head into the bathroom towel rack. He would threaten to kill me. He would hold me down with his knee on my back up to the point where I'd have to plead with him to get off me so they would not kill me and back into my laptop and phone and download all my text messages.
Well, he sounds like a complete
He
psycho.
Regularly threatened to break my jaw. And then would cry and beg me to stay. So, listen, these are allegations. Sometimes they're false. Hopefully, the truth comes out. But if this is true, this is awful. I just don't understand. I don't know. I mean, I have a lot of flaws, but man, that's not something I could ever do. I just never could do that.
Seems pretty extreme, but we were talking about a guy who you were giving a pass to who had similar allegations named Von Miller.
I don't know the details of them, if they were this bad.
They weren't that bad. I mean, look, the article I read about Von Miller just said that she had bruises. Now, she had bruises on her neck and her abdomen and her hand. I mean, she had a bunch of bruises.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But she withdrew her allegations.
Just a couple others. Late Show with Stephen Colbert canceled after May of 2026, so he's got basically another year. All those late night shows decided they just wanted to go political, so they can all just go in the toilet, as far as I'm concerned.
Jimmy Kimmel was bitter because I guess him and Colbert became friends, and he's just bitter that CBS, it's just an economic play. Like, it just costs too much money. More and more people are streaming.
Well, my understanding is he only gets 200,000 viewers. You could get a random golf YouTube channel gets more than that. I mean,
I think at one point he was highly rated.
Yeah, not anymore. All those shows can all kick rocks. Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert, every single one of them. Throw them all in the trash. They're not even funny anymore.
I would not. You think I'm staying up until 1 o'clock to watch these
Billy
shows?
Billy McFarland sold the rights to Fire Festival. If this is correct. I don't know. Who knows? Everything's fake news now. Maybe I'm being duped, but they're saying that they have to verify it. But on Etsy, they're saying it went for $245,000 for the naming rights to Firefest.
On eBay, not Etsy.
Oh, eBay. Sorry. eBay, $245,000.
Valdez, you didn't eBay, buy, I you think didn't you're buy off. Rights, did you?
Colbert Show is averaging $2.4 million.
I saw $200,000, but maybe somebody was just
mocking. No, it's number one
him.
In the ratings.
Maybe that was in the demo. I don't know.
The late night talk shows are a bygone era. Yeah. The younger people don't watch them.
Well, correct.
They're also not funny anymore. They just do all political hits.
Some of their jokes are funny. It's your opinion.
I don't think any of it's funny. I didn't know when they became funny. I don't know when they're funny. Everything I see is political. Like, literally all of them. 100% of them.
I think Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel are pretty funny guys. Colbert's pretty funny, and he's got 2.4 million viewers.
They're one-sided political hit artists.
I get it. You don't like their point of view.
Jimmy Fallon is not that. Jimmy Fallon doesn't talk politics. He does wacky bits and karaoke.
He just had Miss Peaches on.
Yeah.
he did.
They're not all the
same.
She
was a guest.
Jimmy Fallon, if you look into his bag, you got a very sordid history.
I don't care. I'm talking about a show that it's on TV.
Sordid history.
I don't even know what that means.
Of what?
I'll tell you during the break. If you don't want me, I'll tell you online. I'll tell you on air. I'll tell you during the break. Whatever you want to know.
I don't care. He was a former Chunky's guest.
That's right. We used to do weekly bits with him. Daily bits with him for a while.
Was it daily?
I think it was.
Definitely remember weekly.
At least weekly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's when he was doing like the late night show.
Yeah.
Before you got the Tonight Show. All right, got to take a break if you want to chime in. It is Open Line Friday, 800-636-1067. Your chance to steer the show. We carried it over from yesterday because we got more football talk coming up next week. So wide open, your chance to steer the show at 1-800-636-1067.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
6-7. I fell for some clickbait. And it's surprising because it's a golf story, but it got me. Okay. Phil Mickelson shows his true colors after request from convicted criminal.
You clicked on that?
I did. And Valdez probably knows the story far better than this little line, but apparently he played alongside a guy named Ryan Peak yesterday. Valdez, do you know the story of Ryan Peak?
I do not, although you've piqued my interest.
Yeah, nice, it piqued my interest. Well, Ryan Peak apparently qualified, played his way into the Open after winning the New Zealand Open, and his win completed what they say is quite the turnaround. He was an ex-bike gang member who spent 5 years in prison for serious assault.
Ooh, I think I remember this story after he had just won that tournament. I remember reading this.
So quite the redemption story, I guess. I mean, I don't know how he's faring in the Open, but he won the New Zealand Open to qualify, and he's playing. I guess Phil signed a glove, so the true colors part.
What's the guy's name?
Phil, his last name's Peak.
Ryan Peak.
Ryan Peak. Ex-bike gang member who spent 5 years in prison for serious assault.
I think it's safe to say.
Most golfers haven't spent time in prison.
Well, he's probably the only guy in the Open Championship field with a complete right sleeve of tattoos down his right arm. There's no chance there's another guy in the field with that sort of ink on him.
It just gets to be bitter when people are just talented like that. They're too talented. Like, how gifted can you be that you don't even play for 5 years and you're still...
You get so bitter. I saw you tweeting you're bitter that your daughter's picking up golf.
Well, she's already got a better move than me, and I played 40 years. She's had one lesson.
The bitterness, though. What do you care?
I'm so proud of her.
It's cool you get to play with her.
I'm so proud of her. But I look at her and I go, I can't do that. I can't do that move. Like, she does a little natural shallowing of the club at the top that's just crazy.
I don't even know what that means. But it doesn't matter. Sure, it's a thing.
Just I didn't even know this is a thing. And a lot of people probably have this. My buddy says her trainer at Cornell said that is it called hyper flexible? So
I don't know.
She can just.
I know that I'm not whatever that is.
I'm the opposite too.
Yeah.
She's hyper flexible.
Like, yeah. Double jointed.
It's not maybe, but like everything is like she can do all. Like they had to do extra different kinds of stretches with her because she's hyper flexible. Whatever the hell that means. And so she could just put her body in these positions that are insane. And just, you know, I can't do it. It's be better.
Isn't drab like very stiff? And you used to like say you can't touch your toes, or maybe he's improved.
I'm pretty much in that category.
I don't do a lot of stretching. So
I feel like you used to be out there stretching. I mean, it's a couple years ago.
No, I'm the stiffest one here. I would even put myself stiffer than Cakes because I think it's impossible to be stiffer than me. I've been trying to do a lot. I'm in the shower now. I'm in the shower and I'm doing like, well, I'm in the shower. I'm doing like these hip things. I'm just trying to loosen up.
We need a video.
How are you going
to waist up? Hey, will you demonstrate some of your hip flexor exercises for me?
All right, hands up.
He's got so many things going on.
I got to feel it. Like, I don't know. There's all these things, and I'm trying to just get the mobility. Mm-hmm. I'm just doing all. I'm not flexible, man.
You know what I've realized the last couple years with Bickle?
I mean, I used to be able to really jump, I mean, pretty well. And all, but the, you know, you sit. You know where it all goes away? Sitting. A life, you know.
You got to get those special shoes.
I understand why Tom Joyner was doing his radio show on a recumbent bike.
Yeah,
I finally have understood now why sitting ruins you.
What was your epiphany, Drab?
My epiphany is that Dr. Sarno is a quack.
Of course he is.
No, he's totally.
You sold me on that dumb doctor for 10 to 15 years that it's all mental and back pain goes away once you forget about it. You got the most back pain of anybody.
Well,
now you're down to hip flexors.
No, the thing about EB he's always been very into gadgets and trends, and it can be something like the Medicus golf club, which was a golf club that folded on your backswing.
If you had a dirty swing,
if you're off plane, it breaks.
It would break down.
Right.
If your swing was
silly.
It's a training aid. It's called a training aid. Okay,
but he's always been into, I'll just call it like gadgets. And that kind of falls into medical trends too.
Wedge,
like
all of a sudden,
all of a sudden he'll start smacking his armpits here. Yeah. Like what's going on?
Yeah. Can you smack your armpits while you stretch your flexors?
And then
he
he'll buy a red light, or he'll buy the blue light, or buy the. I mean,
I think every single one of those things have validity.
I know, but Eric, for years, what's Dr. Sarno's method? Can you explain it in like?
Well, no, it's all mental, right? It's not that it's all mental. The back pain is real, but a lot of back pain emanates from trauma, anxiety, things that you have going on. It's your way of displacing anxiety.
It's a mind body connection. And that's a real thing. I agree. Mind body connection.
You said a million times Tiger needs to go have one visit with Dr. Sarno. He'll fix him.
No, his first tenet is repressed emotions cause real pain.
Yes. It's real pain.
Your back pain is often caused by tension and repressed emotions rather than physical problems with your spine or muscles.
No, but you understand this. The kind of back pain that I was talking about before was stuff where I couldn't even get out of bed. That's the kind of stuff. Like you just don't. I know you can mock me, and it's fine. I'm mocked every day. It's a real thing. And when you realize though what it is, it's your brain playing a trick on you to compensate for other trauma or stress or anxiety. It gives you back pain.
I think maybe something's happening.
The back
is
if you look into the back, your back is the strongest thing. You guys build pyramids and, you know what I mean, lift boulders.
So why are you so felted?
That's my hip. That's not even my back. That is my hip flexor. Just do any research. Your hip flexors are pulling your back down. I didn't know about it. I learned about it recently. My guy is a personal trainer. He told me right away. I started doing his exercises. You got instant relief. Instant relief. Read about how hip flexors. We had the PT on yesterday. I talked about it. He agreed with everything I said. Hip flexors, your tight hip flexors are from as we get older, we get more sedentary, we sit, and then it just tightens up everything. Unless you're really good at staying active and doing yoga or, you know, making sure you have a good exercise routine, it happens to most people.
I'm sure there's probably an app for this. You know how counting steps became very popular?
Sure, of course.
First with, yep. I don't know what the first one was, Fitbit, mm-hmm. but Apple Watch does it.
Yep.
We should come up with a sitting counter.
Oh, no, I don't want...
Because that would be... It'd be kind of like when people check their phone, like, oh, I used my phone for 7 hours JP. Today.
I don't need a sitting counter
to tell me.
I sit less
than I have in the last 20 years.
Because you're golfing.
I'm on my feet a lot more now.
If it was sitting plus lying down, it could be really devastating. Yeah,
it's a lot. That's a lot of both of those activities. But I try to combat it by walking every day, playing tennis, playing pickleball, trying to stay active. Right. I don't just go home and sit all day long. I would just be glued into my couch.
No, I'd say for 20 years, I would largely sit or lay down all day unless I real quick played tennis for 20 minutes or you know, half hours or an hour and then go back to laying down.
Right.
I'm not doing yard work.
Yard work.
You know?
Gross.
You guys do yard work? I don't do anything.
Very little. I try
but Trab, I think his medical
minimum.
Thing is similar to his personality when it comes to trends, whether it's gadgets. It can be something like he was into rollerblading for a while. Now he's done with his fire pit. You know what I mean? Like he was a fire pit guy for a while.
Everything that you're saying, those are all valid.
I didn't say they weren't valid. I'm just saying your personality to
maybe try different things or maybe I get tired of certain things. Rollerblading is great for you. I just get embarrassed rollerblading. And well, it actually is dangerous because I don't really know how to stop.
You're still using your moped?
I would ride my kids to the pool on it.
I mean, mopeds are fun, Jimmy.
I know, I just wanted to hear
it.
Not really.
I actually just wanted you to play the sound effect.
I'm definitely going
to
play it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I wish I had a moped.
I stand by all my things that I've enjoyed. The fire pit, honestly, was just an excuse to hang outside and drink.
Right.
It was an accessory to drink. I have a fire. I might as well pour myself a drink.
Sure.
That's all the fire pit was. So that's why I don't need to do that every day. And I smelled like smoke every time I went to bed.
I'm just saying there's a larger personality trait in play, and that's a symptom, I guess, because if you go through all the sleep things that you've gone through, it's hard to keep up with it. Now it's the red
asking,
light.
I'm not asking you, had you the to weighted, keep up with it.
You had the,
I could care less if
that's
you keep
fine.
Up
I'm
it.
Just saying. He's talking about Dr. Sarno. I'm just saying that you...
I think Dr. Sarno is a genius. He's a genius.
Hey, I'm not with JP. Your activity is your activities. I'm just talking about... you sold me on Dr. Sarno and how back pain is a myth. I believe that for 10 years, you said the only back pain is if you have like a traumatic accident, like a car wreck or something.
Well, like something's
and you
like,
said the rest of it is fiction.
Not that it's fiction, but like we all, as we get older, we get herniated discs. We all have herniated discs.
Well, do you have one?
Of course I do. Of course I have small, minor herniated discs. We all do. It's part of aging. But when somebody, here's the classic, it's in your head. This is 100% classic, okay? And it's happened to me. Oh, I was just watering my lawn. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I can't. I lock up and I can't do anything. Right, I bent over to pick up a shovel, and now all of a sudden, I was laying in bed for 2 weeks. That is not real. That is your brain. I mean, it's real pain, but that is your brain playing a trick on you, 100%. But now, you want to hurt your back? Go get a car accident. That you hurt your back.
I believe that.
Yeah, you go get tackled. You hurt your back. Go play rugby.
I'll pass on all
but
those things.
But when you're just out watering the lawn or you bent over and you pulled your lawnmower and you threw your back out. The old, I threw my back out? No, you didn't.
So how did you hurt your back?
Me?
Yeah.
Yes. I don't think I've hurt my back.
You've been talking about your back.
No, when I play golf, I get tight and then I sit back in my car. My hip flexors tighten up and I have to stretch. So I do a stretch, goes away. Boom, no problem. When you see me walking around hunched over, it's because I had to learn this. It's not, you guys are laughing at me. I could get PTs to call in and they tell you, ask Cork. They'll tell you, ask Cork.
Did you call him Cork?
Ask Cork.
I'll ask Cork.
Does Cork know anything about the body?
He doesn't take days off.
He's ask Cork ahead. About hip flexors. It's I didn't realize it. It's just something we all sleep on.
I'm going to guess you're not going to ask him about hip flexors this week.
Cork will bring it up.
He'll hear.
He listens.
I mean, we're going to get up.
Cork will tell you. Yeah. Your hip if you sit all the time, your hip flexors are going to be tight and you're just going to be banged up. You're going to be hurting. It's hip mobility. We all lose it as we get older if we don't address it.
How did Dr. Valdez fix you?
Well, these helped a little bit because you put less strain on. I don't always do it, but when you flare your foot out, it takes a little strain off your back on your swing.
Gotcha.
You could turn. It's easier to turn instead of building up all the torque.
By the way, I think Rory's making a little bit of a charge.
Oh, let's go. That's my boy.
There you go, Cakes.
I want to get paid.
Maybe you get back in the mix. I think he was 3 under, maybe 4 under, which I think is a charge.
I'll take it.
Brian Harman's in the lead at 8 under. He shot 65. Jesus. God, he's so boring. I cannot have a boring person win a major. Every time Todd Hamilton wins a major, it's bad news. You guys don't even know who that is.
I remember the name. I know Scott Hamilton a lot better. Yeah. All right, phone numbers if you want to chime in, 800-636-106.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, every year there are teams that were in the playoffs and then they miss the playoffs the next year and vice versa.
Yeah.
Right? Usually in the NFL, it's between 4 to 7 teams that'll come out of nowhere, make the playoffs.
Which is good. It gives
and
other,
then 4 to 7 teams miss.
Gives other fan bases hope that they can turn things around and make playoff runs. I like it.
EB was talking earlier about Kyle Shanahan and that his record wasn't that great, it's because after the Super Bowls, they had the hangover and missed it due to injuries last year, whatever. There's this article I read on FanSided about playoff teams that won't return and who replaces them. Houston Texans, they have not making it, and they believe the Titans could sneak in there.
Wow, they think the Titans
with Cam Ward, rookie?
That seems like a long shot.
Now, if you look at that division, though, you almost have to eliminate Indianapolis. They're going to have Daniel Jones under center, right? Or Anthony Richardson, but he's banged up. And then Jacksonville, though. See, Jacksonville could be a sneaky play.
If I had
play.
To pick one of those two teams, I would pick Jacksonville to make the leap over Tennessee. But I don't think either one's highly likely.
Have you
to make
seen
the
side-by-side numbers of Daniel Jones and...
I think I've seen that before, the graphic, yeah.
And Trevor Lawrence?
Yep.
It's pretty similar.
They are... They're.
And yet the narratives about Daniel Jones and Trevor Lawrence are different.
Right.
I mean, Daniel Jones is considered a bum.
I think the Daniel Jones slander is unfair. I've always thought that, but that's also because he's played very well against us. So I've seen what he's capable of.
So I could see Houston being one of those teams that falls out. They have the Chargers falling out of the playoffs, and New England being the team to jump in.
That'd be a big leap for New England.
That'd be a big leap.
That's all about Drake May, you know, making those next steps.
And
Stephon Diggs being impactful.
I mean, they have the pieces, and then they have a coach who's respected. They've got the Vikings falling out. Kevin O'Connell with J.J. McCarthy under center. They don't believe in the Vikings getting back to the playoffs. They've got the Cowboys being the replacement team. I could see the Cowboys making a jump. Dak hasn't had success in the playoffs. Undeniable, right? He has kind of the same deal as Kirk Cousins. But the last time he played a full season, they won 12 games.
Right. If George Pickens can provide a nice compliment to CeeDee Lamb and he keeps his head on straight, I kind of like their chances. I don't like their running back room. I mean, they're relying on like Javonte Williams, a reclamation project, Rico Dowdle departs. There's not much there behind Dak in the backfield. But if that defense led by Micah Parsons takes a step up, they could be in playoff contention. I still like the Vikings, though. Even though they're in a tough division, I think O'Connell's a genius, and I think J.J. McCarthy's going to be good.
They've got the Buccaneers, who've won the NFC South the last couple of seasons, making the playoffs. Of course, they were bounced out in the wild card round by Washington. They have them being replaced by the Falcons. Putting a lot of hope on Penix. Penix
on
got
Penix.
two career starts, I believe.
Yeah, he started down the stretch last year. Bijan Robinson's a superstar. It's a matter of, can Kyle Pitts get more involved? Drake London, really good offensive threat for Penix to throw the ball to. They have some pieces. I think their defense has been what's let them down over the past couple years.
Some people are very high on the Rams, potential Super Bowl contender. They have the Rams being the team that would be replaced by the Arizona Cardinals in the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm buying all the Cardinals hype. I have questions about Kyler Murray. Marvin Harrison Jr., he was up and down as a rookie, though his final numbers looked pretty good.
And he got jacked in the offseason, right?
Yeah,
I know we talked about Jaden Daniels putting on some muscle, but Marvin Harrison Jr. legitimately did.
Yep.
And then the last team that they have as being replaced in the playoffs, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
That would be weird if Mike Tomlin didn't make the playoffs, but look, you're relying on
bet on the Steelers.
You're relying on a 41-year-old quarterback.
And they have the Bengals being their replacement.
Right.
Which, you know, the Bengals just missed the playoffs last year. I could buy that, although Tomlin finds a way to get it done.
I would bet on the Steelers making the playoffs.
And you've got Aaron Rodgers. Is it gonna be worse with Aaron Rodgers than it was with Russell Wilson? I don't think so.
It's going to be better.
By the way, Shamar Stewart, is he going to report now to the Bengals now that all the second rounders are actually signing?
That's the kid who supposedly wanted to go back to college.
Right, but I don't think he can go back to Texas A&M actually play. I think his eligibility is burned up after he got drafted. So if he's really resolute, he's just going to go sit out a year and then enter the NFL draft in 2026. I guess we'll see how that plays out.
But they did not have the Washington Commanders, EB, dropping out. I know some people have said the Commanders can be a team that drops off, that they were lucky, that the analytics say that they were fortunate to win as many games as they did.
Not this guy. I believe I am a 12 or 13 dubs.
Hey, right now we're going to hook up caller number 10 at 1-800-636-1067. We'll hook you up with a pair of tickets to the Where the Party At tour that features Nelly and the St. Lunatics, Ja Rule, Eve, and Chingy. That's Wednesday, July 23rd at Jiffy Lube Live. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. Where the Party At tour, 800-636-1067. Apparently, the party's wherever Mike is going this weekend.
Yeah, he keeps inviting us 100 times to this Rager house party from a buddy, and I politely decline.
You're out of the kegger game. All right, we got to get out of here. Everybody have a great weekend. Be Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.